AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Environmentalists are celebrating.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
President Obama made the announcement at the White House. He also said it would undercut America's global leadership on climate change. On Capitol Hill, the AP's Jerry Bodlander reports congressional leaders are outraged.
House Speaker Paul Ryan calls the administration decision sickening, though not surprising. He goes on to say in a statement that not only does it reject tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, it goes against the will of the American people and a bipartisan majority of Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the decision shows the president is, quote, more interested in appeasing deep-pocketed special interests and extremists than helping tens of thousands of Americans who could have benefited from Keystone's good jobs. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Anthony Swift with the National Resources Defense Council doesn't think the oil industry will get very far to try to reverse the decision.
I think there's limited recourse for them on this one, and I think that's good news for all of the farmers and landowners along the route of Keystone XL.
In Little Rock, Arkansas this morning, a bus carrying migrant workers from Michigan to Texas ran off a highway and hit a bridge.
The Arkansas State Police has accident reconstruction specialists. They were on the scene last night. They will investigate the accident according to Arkansas state law, and then any federal violations or equipment problems with the bus will be.
Major Mike Foster says six people were killed. And he says the driver survived and there were no indications the driver was intoxicated. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman says his order to suspend all flights to Egypt does not mean Russia now thinks terrorists caused the crash of the Russian plane 1 week ago. This is AP Radio News. Today at the Vatican, Pope Francis said it's sad to see priests and bishops attached to money.
The Arkansas State Police.
Anche. Nella chiesa ci sono questi.
The Pope made his first comments following leaked revelations. Some priests were resisting
Invece
attempts to reform finances and administration at the Vatican. He said even in the church there are these people who, instead of serving, are thinking of using the church. Police in Cannon City, Colorado say an unspecified number of high school students, boys and girls, exchanged nude photos of themselves.
We will be attempting to identify the people in the images, and we will act as fact gatherers, where we will gather all the information and make our best determination if, in our opinion, there have been any violations of law.
That is Police Chief Paul Schultz. This also led to the forfeiture of the football team's final game this weekend. Wall Street stocks are mixed with the Dow up about 2 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.